Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Keith, let's get it started. What can you tell us about Gemma?
Gemma, I can't stop thinking about her.
How long, Keith, has it been since you heard from Gemma?
In a couple of days, it'll be about 2 weeks.
Okay, so it was two weekends ago. So how did that first date go? Keith, tell us all about it.
It went pretty good. I mean, we met for drinks. She challenged me to a ping pong match. And, you know, I had my own table. So we went back to my condo and we just, you know, we played a little.
Okay, wait. How does ping pong come up in a first date? Wait a minute. First of all, in your condo.
Maybe you were talking about the fact that you play ping pong, and then she's like, oh, I'll take you off or something, right?
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, all right, yeah. So drinks turn into ping pong.
That's cool.
Back at your place. It sounds like things are progressing nicely.
Yeah, we got along really well, man.
So here's the thing. Did she beat you, or did you beat her in a way where, like, there was silence afterwards in the game, or no?
No, I mean, I can get a little over-competitive, you know? But I did try to rein it in for her sake.
Okay, so you, this is the most important question. Did you win or did she win?
So I won the first round, but then we tied in the rematch.
But you didn't have another game
then?
Didn't
have a rubber match?
That doesn't make any sense to me because, anyway, so can you think of anything else, Keith, why Gemma may not be getting back to you for a second date?
No. I mean, I asked her to text me when she got home, but since then she hasn't replied to me.
All right. It's time for us, Keith, to get some real answers here. So we're going to call Gemma. As you know, if you just want to hold on right there, hopefully get you to a second date. How does that sound?
Sounds good. Thanks.
Hello?
Hi. Good morning. Is this Gemma?
Please confirm you're not a telemarketer.
I'm sorry?
Please confirm you're not a telemarketer.
No, we're not selling anything here, Gemma. It's just going to sound a little different, though, and I got to tell you up front, you're actually on the radio right now, and we're not selling anything. It's not a robocall or any. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf.
Good morning, Gemma.
Would you have a moment to talk to us? Yeah. Hi. Would you have a moment to...
What? Seems a little random.
Yeah, no, we've got...
We can explain that, though.
Yeah. Do you remember a gentleman named Keith? The two of you played some ping pong recently?
Yep. I met a Keith.
Yep. So we're calling... We do this segment, Second Date Update, and we're just calling to see if you enjoyed your time with him.
Yeah. Except for his, like, crazy ranting.
Okay, do you mind telling us what happened?
Okay, so we hung out for a while, and then I went to the bathroom to put myself together, and when I came back... He was, like, yelling at his phone about being demoted to silver airline status.
Wait, so he called the airline while you were in the bathroom?
Like, on your date?
No, he just checked his email, and he had gotten the notice. So, like, he was yelling at the email.
So
I was like, it's not a big deal. And then he got even madder.
So you were saying it wasn't a big deal that he was mad, or it wasn't a big deal that he had lost his airline status?
Yeah, I said it wasn't a big deal. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
But you come out of the table and he's yelling at his phone, basically.
Yeah.
You were,
more and more
Do you know how hard it is to get upgrades when you're a silver status?
Yeah, yeah, Keith.
Come on,
wait,
it's the lowest ranking one.
All right, Jim,
that voice sounds familiar.
Yeah, so, Jim, we didn't get a chance to tell you that Keith is actually listening into the conversation. I'm sorry we didn't get that far. Keith, what is this about the silver status?
I mean, I thought you were supposed to be on my side here. Come on. Silver status is the participation trophy of travel. I mean, it's meaningless.
So you have to fly coach like the rest of us peons now?
Okay, the reason we reached out to you, Gemma, is to see if you would give Keith another chance.
Yeah, he reached out to us. That's what Second Date Update kind of is
yeah,
all about.
But so wait a minute, Keith, you're yelling at your phone. You're not even talking to anybody, which I guess might be better. And you're yelling that you have been downgraded to silver status. Why? Because you're not flying as much?
I don't know. I fly quite frequently, actually. So there's no reason I should be demoted.
So he's yelling at his phone.
But I think the problem is like, Keith, why was that important in the moment?
Mm-hmm.
Like, while you were out with Gemma on this, on the, you know,
yeah, can,
on
like
the
save
date
it,
or whatever.
Save it for later.
Right.
I mean, I'm just thinking ahead. Maybe we could take a trip together, you know? I don't know.
Okay. Well, Gemma, what... I'd imagine you walk out of the bathroom and you feel immediately uncomfortable because this is out of character for the night from Keith and you're afraid of his temper.
Yes, yeah. I was very uncomfortable.
Can you understand that, Keith?
Not really.
Okay, because silver status is so important to you. Or, I'm sorry, what were you... So you got demoted from silver status from what, like platinum or gold or whatever?
From gold.
Yeah.
Gold, yeah.
Okay. And so that enables you to what, fly, like get moved up to like business class or first class if there's availability?
Yeah.
I think I'd be a little upset too.
It's like, yeah, there's a reason to be upset. For, I think it's just the timing of it overreacting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, there's a time and a place for everything, you know?
You can't understand where that, you yelling at your phone on this date...
And Gemma sees you lose your cool.
Gemma, you probably wanted to get out of there ASAP.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I was like, this is really strange.
Yeah,
I would rather grow old alone than deal with this.
Right. So how did you excuse...
That's just rude, okay? That's rude.
Well, okay. Gemma, so how did you get out of there, if you don't mind me asking? Did you just say, I got to go?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you didn't feel that awkwardness, Keith?
No, I thought we had a great time.
And, Gemma, up until that moment you saw Keith yelling at his phone, you were having a good time, too.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good date, but that was enough for me to be like...
I don't blame you.
Gotta get out.
Yeah, of course. All right, listen.
Keith, how can you not notice that? How can you not notice her, like, you know, her reaction to your... Basically, her reaction to your reaction.
Yeah.
She leaves and you're like,
kind of frightening.
You know, yeah. A little tone deaf.
All right, we're just going to call this one.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I think, sorry, man.
I think
we tried, buddy, but like...
Yeah, I think he's going to do a little more yelling at his phone in just a second when we hang up. Gemma, we wish you all the best. You sound delightful. And, guys, thank you for... Did we make the... Listen, I want to hear from anyone who thinks we did or did not. in their opinion, make the right call here. But thank you both for joining us, and we wish you all the best for being on Second Date Update.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT. On the Wolf.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.